This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million? $5 million? How about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
3 o'clock. Good to have you with us. TJ is here. We have so much to discuss. This is very exciting. We are awaiting the injury report. Will Carlton Davis go? Will he not? Trending. Let's see if he practiced today. But TJ, we have more important things to talk about.
Okay.
I want your opinion on something. So sure. I need you to separate from, I'm Mr. Sideline guy. I need to hear TJ the fan. Can you do that for me?
I think I always do that for you.
I don't know about that. You're getting a little corporate. So here's the deal. I
highly disagree.
Here's the deal. Max Crosby, a close personal friend of yours.
Yeah.
By the way, a man who, unlike you, actually made a real donation to Eastern to get the field named after him.
Us linemen don't need our name where everybody can see it.
Uh-huh. You know. Over under 15 seconds.
Before the slander starts.
No.
Shock that in here on the way in.
No. Now listen. Max Crosby, we have talked about it like, it would be an amazing move. You make the Raiders say no. Crosby opposite Aiden, 25 and 26. You get Max Crosby here now. I threw an idea out because I wanted the Raiders to say yes. Okay. So I said 3 first-round picks. That it's 1 first-round pick for every bite at the apple I get at the Super Bowl this year and the next two. And my picks won't be that high. Now, I taped the kickoff show with Boomer Esiason this morning.
Mm-hmm.
We had this discussion. Boomer said the following. It won't take anywhere near that to get Crosby. In his mind, the Raiders would move him well before that price point. So if it is south of 3 first-rounders, if it was a 1 and a 2,
mm-hmm.
give me one reason not to do the move.
I can't. I was thinking about it. I would have no issue giving up 2 1s. 3 1s, I mean.
And you understand why
I guaranteed to win the Super Bowl, but do your chances go up? You're right. I mean, Max Crosby's going to be better than any of the first-round picks you can bring in the next couple years. So, I totally would do that.
And you know Max.
I do know Max.
Okay.
And from everything I've heard in the past with Max and talked to Max about, he really loves that organization, you know, but sometimes you wake up, sometimes you look around and say, man, I've been here for X amount of years now, and you know, right. I've been busting my ass, and what do I have to show for it? I'll go down as one of the best all-time franchise players, don't get me wrong, but what did I really get out of it? You know?
Did you see his interview at his locker the
I
other
did,
day?
Yeah, and I thought that was interesting because that was the first sign of any a crack, maybe, right. in the reports that we've been hearing that there's no way he wants to go anywhere, there's no way in hell they're going to move him. That was the first sign you saw a little slippage there. And I think Max, look, I'm not telling him what to do. I mean, obviously the guy, you know, has made a career for himself. He's turned himself from a fourth round pick. You have loyalty to an organization, but at the same time, with where you're going,
call him.
And the reports coming out about Brady wanting to bring in Belichick. My advice to Max would be that's not a road I don't think you want to go down.
I'm not going to
change his mind no matter how he's.
No, I want you to partake in this with me. I want you to look at David. Don't look at me. Look at David. And I want you to lie
Stop
to a pastor.
Yelling at me.
I Good want Lord. You to lie to a pastor. Stop do you have Max's number me. In your phone?
I do.
Yeah, call him right now. Call him.
It's noon in Vegas.
He's got Here's nothing going on at noon in Vegas. Call him right now. Hold on. Can you tamper?
Yeah. I mean, I could talk to Max.
Why haven't you?
I'm not saying I haven't.
Whoa!
Breaking news. 307.
Talk to Max.
TJ Lang is working Max Crosby to be a lion.
Kenny, you saw the rake, right? You saw the rake. You walked right into the rake.
Clear as day. Right. It was right there.
It was no grass.
He's been doing nothing but hollering at me since I walked in the door. And I'm going to defend myself at some point.
TJ's about to hit right that rake. Yep, there it is.
Iceberg right ahead.
How's that for corporate?
Okay.
Shove it.
Now, here we are.
All right, are we back?
We're good. Okay. I need you to recruit him. But do you, see? On a serious note, do you believe it would break Brad Holmes' character? It's not who he is. It's not what he does. Do you think there is any chance they pick up the phone and even try?
Yeah, I do.
Yes.
Because,
TJ Lang reporting the Lions are in hot pursuit of Max Crosby. I warned you the first time.
No comment.
I warned you.
No comment.
I work with this.
Oh, God. Does that really go out of character, though? I mean, I know you didn't give up a high pick, but you just looked at this team and said, we need improvements on the defensive side, especially in the secondary, and you went and traded for Carlton Davis.
Okay.
You know,
Off season,
but that showed the willingness to realize, okay, we are one, maybe two pieces away. Now's the time to do it. So I think seeing this past offseason, him be more aggressive and going to get guys that he targeted that can help his team.
Okay, but TJ, I think they know they're close.
I think he knows he has to address that position somehow.
He addressed the secondary because I think he saw the secondary fall apart in the San Francisco game and the title game for the NFC Championship.
Well, yeah, you can't let balls bounce off your face mask.
Right. Does he need to see Sam Darnold do something against that defensive line before the sense of urgency kicks in?
I think so. Yeah, I think part of you wants to go into this week and say, you don't really know what you have. You haven't played a game yet. You played a couple quarters without Aiden Hutchinson against a team that they absolutely murdered.
They quit.
But yeah, I do think sometimes you need to see it, right? Hey, you could be thinking, man, we're not really great at the pass rush anymore. And then all of a sudden some guys step up and you're like, wow, maybe all he needed was a chance, right? Maybe all these guys needed was an opportunity to be the guy. Or sometimes on the flip side, you need to see it. Okay, yeah, we knew we were going to be hurting with Aiden, and we were really hurting. We couldn't get anywhere close. So, yeah, I don't think they have their minds made up right now. But after Sunday, one way or the other, you know, I think definitely at times you need to see it. Now the good part, I think, and we'll get into this more with Talk Lions, but I think Aaron Glenn and this defense might have a small advantage for a week. And just stick with me, because he's going to have to be forced to change things up. You know what I mean? Like, they've been a team that they're going to rush for. They're going to play press man coverage. That's what you're getting. And they're just going to, and they've just been saying, hey, we're better than you. By the time your guys get open, it won't matter. Our pass rush is going to get home. And then a couple pressures mixed in on third downs. But I think with Aaron Glenn, and I don't think you got to change the whole defense, but I think there's going to be times this week against Minnesota where it's going to be a lot of unscouted looks that Minnesota hasn't seen yet, because Aaron Glenn knows he's not stubborn enough, and he can put his ego and pride to the side and say, okay, I don't think we can go out there with this same group of guys missing this guy and expect the same results. I think he knows, and he showed that the last half of last year, you know, with Ify Melifonwu and all the pressures that he was getting and the interceptions and where are these guys blitzing from? We have no idea what's happening. They were kind of in the same situation last year, and Aaron Glenn showed that willingness to change up the defense. So I think there might be, and it's not going to be the rest of the year, but for one week, you might be able to throw some things out there that Minnesota hasn't seen before. You might be able to confuse them. You might be able to get a couple free rushers, which in close games might be able to turn into a couple takeaways,
which
a lot of time is a difference in these division
games. The comp is Green Bay had the week to 2 week window when Jordan Love got hurt and Malik Willis out of mothballs and LaFleur schemed up stuff that the other teams did not have tape of, and they survived. So it is. It's a lot like losing your quarterback. I can get away with it for a week, but the longer you go, harder it is to hide.
I mean, Minnesota's probably preparing, you know, for press man coverage. You go into the game and it's, you know, you're dropping the zones or zone pressures or, you know, max blitz or max coverage, and Now all of a sudden, you're in Minnesota's head a little bit. You
He's
can confuse
made me
them,
believe
so.
Not only are we getting Crosby, but now we're winning something. I don't know what to do.
I think one of those
13 points. There you go. No, I was just laughing. Yeah, you're Spencer Rattler 1 week, and then you're benched in the middle of the game the second week.
There you go.
I don't know. Are you guys like me where, this sounds so mean, but part of me just keeps waiting for Sam Darnold just to turn back to Sam Darnold?
Yeah.
Like the first couple weeks, what was all the hype about? Derek Carr. Oh, my goodness. They're scoring 50 points a game.
Right.
And then they haven't won a game since. And I know he's got hurt, but you kind of wait for some of these quarterbacks just to say, come on.
No, you don't. I see Sam Darnold as the new Jared Goff. I see him as Baker Mayfield. One.
And it took years for the idiots in this town to leave Goff alone. Yeah. Even last year we were dealing with Hendon Hooker stuff.
And Baker Mayfield. It was like, oh, well, he's Baker, and look at him. He's a screw-up. And he's just gone down to Tampa and owned that town, and they love him, and he's winning down there.
Yeah. But I think TJ is in the early stages. Yeah. You were like, all right, come on. No, no, seriously, you're a pumpkin. Yeah. It's going
to
happen.
And you look at his
I think for Darnold, TJ, not to catch up, he finally got an opportunity where he's got a team around him and
he's got
coach around him.
Yeah.
And it's not, I don't need you to win games. I just need you not to turn the ball over.
Yeah.
See all of these toys? Play with them.
It'll be interesting because, you know, they obviously took a first-round quarterback, too, that they probably view as the future of that team. No, I don't think he's going to play this year. But
Moving into
the future, I think they look at him and it depends, right?
I think he becomes trade bait.
There's a lot of football left to play. It depends on how the season goes. I just look at especially the last game and a half that Sam Darnold has played. Hasn't been impressive. I mean, they got up to a big lead against Green Bay, but you watch second half of that game?
Nothing.
Yeah. You watch him against the Jets where I think he completed less than 50% of his passes. And even some of those were, you know, just throwing it up to your all-God receiver, Justin Jefferson, and making plays. But
that's kind of their MO, they jump ahead in the first
you.
Half.
Yeah, no.
And in the second half,
I'm not
half,
knocking
it's
him
just,
for that. I just think
they
that,
almost run practice in the second
yeah,
half.
Yeah, I think there's ways where you can get to Sam Darnold and kind of show why he's been that guy that's bounced around a bunch of teams, right? And I've seen signs of that. I know they haven't lost yet, but I've seen signs of that over the past six quarters of football that, man, if you rattle them a little bit, yeah, like you just got to keep this thing close enough in the first half because you're right. That's where they've been winning games. They've been pulling away in the first half, then their defense is good enough with all the pressures and confusion that they can supply.
In the second half of games, all they need to do is score, kick two field goals, and that's enough
to cover.
I think
they scored 3 points against Green
Bay
in the second half and still won.
You know? If you're going to call Max... What day and what time would that take place? What's a good time to get a hold of Max?
You know what? Why not 3:15?
Come on.
That's only 12:15 out on the West Coast, though.
So he's at the buffet.
Yeah, I think they practice, man. Red zone day.
He was held
out. It's Vegas, man. It's too hot to practice in the middle of the day.
You do
even
know.
In a dome.
You do know.
Okay.
In an article.
Practicing at 9 tonight.
In an article written before the dedication of the field that you were too cheap to pay for, he had talked about growing up and idolizing the Lions and Calvin Johnson and Matthew Stafford and how amazing it was to be home.
Cool.
Recruit him. You owe the city this.
Cool.
You don't want to recruit him?
Cool story.
Come on, man.
How much is it? Is there anything in East Lansing with Mike's name on it?
Hell no.
Rico.
I wouldn't give that school a dime. 2-4. What was that? Oh, my God.
That's probably the only thing up there with Mike's name on it.
Black crap.
Oh, was that what it said?
For that.
Oh, boy. A lot of the geese by the Red Cedar, you know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, TJ is with us. We'll get to the picks a little later in the hour. TJ wants Max Crosby. We are attempting to get TJ to recruit Max Crosby. We don't know factually if it hasn't already taken place.
As do 31 other teams want Max Crosby. Yes, you're correct.
I don't care.
Actually, I just got a call from Pro Football Talk. They want to know if they can go with what you said on the radio.
They want to run with TJ.
You're recruiting Max Crosby.
Only one team.
That's going
to
make a difference.
Only one team is the team that Max Crosby grew up loving before moving to Texas in his youth. Come on. You got to love it here to go back to that dump Eastern. My point is...
God,
just a drag.
Listen.
That's like seven already.
I know, because I want Max Crosby and you won't call him. Just recruit, man. Get him here. And go, call Brad. You're the only guy with the juice. Go ahead, set a meeting, get an audience with Lord Brad. Mm-hmm. And Brad, Bubby, baby, two first-round picks.
I got you.
Come on.
I got you.
Do you know this town would be electric if they landed Crosby? You know what the next 3 years would look like? Come on, dude. Yes, Rieger. Yes.
Of course. Obviously.
All right.
Obviously.
Okay. You're on board, though. You're with the movement.
Yeah.
Well, why are so many people fighting it?
Who's fighting it?
A lot of callers are doing the, I don't want to give up picks. Let Brad cook. We don't need to mortgage the farm. It's a weird... I don't understand.
Because they want to play it safe. That's why. Because if you go up to the high stake tables, you got to put the money on it. And they don't want, you know what? Let's just wait and see. It's going to come eventually because they don't realize in football, when your time is now, it's now. And you got to do whatever it takes. You got to kick that door down and not worry about 3 years from now. Because if you win, or even if you get to the Super Bowl, at least you can say, you know what? We did everything possible. There's no regrets. Well, man, if you find out later that Crosby, and I don't know if he's moving, TJ, but let's just say he does and he ends up in one of your rivals' uniforms, that's when you're going to say, man, this is Montez Sweat all over again. We could have had somebody and we went cheap.
Yeah. No, you're right. But, you know, I think a lot of fans are, and look, the Rams don't have fans in L.A., but I think a lot of fans see what, and I'm not saying that it did, like it just, it's true, but I think a lot of fans are afraid to do what they went through. Would it be great to have a Super Bowl and get over the hump? Yes. But would you say, oh, I don't care what happens the next 3 or 4 years? Like, no, that's not true. And I, being a Michigan fan, David, I mean, Michigan did what they had to do to win last year, right? That doesn't absolve the fact that they stink this year.
But you don't care as much.
I do as a fan. I'm not just saying, hey, the next 5 years, go ahead and
I know what it's going to look like, but
one,
I care.
Of course, that one means a lot as a fan, but you know that doesn't mean
Michigan State wins the national title and then goes 7-5 the year after, I'm not caring.
I'd invite U of M to personally firebomb our stadium and raise it to the ground. I don't care. Yeah, just one time. Could they do that?
Yeah.
Done. Sign a piece of paper.
I'm a Giants fan.
I'm just telling you. Like, give me one Super Bowl per 10 years. What do you want? That's been my life. We're ass the other nine.
You're right. But I think the fear is if we try to do this for the next year or two, what is the next, and we mortgage the future, what does the next 10, 15, 20 years look like?
Probably like
You know what I mean? And I get it. There's times where I'm like, I don't care. You're in the window right now. You got this group of guys right now. You got veteran guys that aren't going to be here in 2 years.
You know what?
You've got old guys on this team that your chance to do it is now. So I kind of I go back and forth. Of but course, see, I want you to go all in and get somebody. Do I want it to do it at any cost necessary?
No, but see,
not necessarily.
I believe in Holmes and the fact that, you know what, even if you take a step back for a year or two, I mean, look at Minnesota. They were good, then they were bad, and now they're good again. Like, NFL teams rise and fall. The key is you don't want to fall and just be down forever.
Yeah,
you don't want to be in the top five of the draft each and every year. You don't want to turn into the New York Jets.
Yeah, you're right. And you know what? You make a good point, because I do trust Brad Holmes. And, you know, even if you're missing a first-round pick for a couple years, I trust you to go get guys in the second, third, fourth, fifth round that can come in and be key players on this team. Yeah. So I don't – especially picking where we all hope they're going to pick, which is like last year, somewhere late 20s, early 30s. Yeah, would it be worth it to give up a couple of those guys to bring in an all-pro perennial, you know, future Hall of Fame guy that can solidify this team? Hell yeah, I think it would.
Because here's the thing.
But there is a cost where I think you do have to pause and say, okay,
but I'd rather,
this better work out
right? See, I'd rather greatness, and then even if you fall off for 2 years, but then you build back up and you jump in, and then you're back into the fray again. Mm-hmm. That's what a lot of good teams do, where they're good, they fall off, and then they're right back in there, rather than just 10, 15 years of mediocrity were just kind of good enough to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
You become the Steelers.
Okay, now does it have to be Max Crosby for you guys? Well, I mean, obviously there's other pass rushers that can help out, too.
If it's not him, I need a name. He is the name because, A, that franchise is headed off a cliff, fire sale. They just traded Devontae Adams.
Yeah.
The contract works. The cap hit works. Born in Lapeer, went to your school. Affinity for the Lion. You got a shot here.
Yeah.
And he looks like a guy built in a lab to be a Lion. Motor, hustle, grit. Like, I can't imagine what he would be like playing for Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
So that's why I keep saying it. But if it's not him, give me some other names you're into.
Well, I mean, if you're just throwing names out, I mean, Cleveland's obviously a dumpster fire. Could they use some picks? Could they use some? But the problem is they seem like a very awful franchise when it comes to making decisions. So
yeah, they're terrible.
Do you trust, do you look at a team like that and say they're going to do what's best for this team? Well, is it worth a call?
I mean, 100%.
You're not doing anything down there. It's kind of the same thing.
We, in this town, this is scared city. This is safety city. No GM in this town wants to take any risks.
I thought you were going to use the other city.
Oh, Cialis City?
Okay. No.
Yeah, but, I mean, or if you want to go, I've heard some people mention Hassan Reddick. Do I think Hassan Reddick's a good player? I do.
I just can't understand him and the contract.
And just, he could be a great teammate when he's in the building. But everything that's transpired over the past 8 months.
Yeah, when you're on five teams in 4 years, it just,
and he could be the nice guy, but does that look like the type of guy that we've seen them bring in here?
See, here's what I don't want to fall into. We do this for the draft. We want this certain person in the draft, and Brad has to draft this guy. And when he doesn't, you're a little disappointed because he didn't get your guy. He didn't get the toy that you wanted. It may be the best fit. So I'm to the point, yes, I would like to see one of the top-end people, but I need to see something.
Yeah.
And I need to see something more than Isaiah Thomas.
I mean, I threw out a name, and Mike, I know you watch. It's your team.
Ojulari.
Yeah. I mean, look, he's a former second-round pick. He has had some injury concerns. Yeah,
that's the big thing.
But you got Brian Burns. Yeah, I know Thibodeau's banged up a little bit now, too. But
what are you offering me?
A 4.
Done. I'll package him up. 5?
I mean, he's good. Only that. I think he's a good pass rusher with a tremendous amount of upside, but he's going into a contract.
Reps. He's a rental. Look, I like Aziz. It's never been about talent. He's just availability's a skill. He's always hurt. I'd happily trade him.
Does that fall in line with kind of Brad Holmes' MO? Let's go try to find some. Hey, we know he's been banged up in the past.
Yeah, let's go find another injured guy. Yeah.
No, but that's, you know, a guy that hasn't reached his potential yet because of some circumstance, right?
Yes, so, and you can do it cheaply.
Yeah, and I threw a name out there, you know, to Costa Monday, and he, you know, just if you're going to go that route where you're not going to go try to get one of the premier guys, who is that next stage of players, right? Za'Darius Smith could be in the same boat. You know, a Jadavian Clowney type that he would bring in for. I said a type. Not that. I mean, he had a hell of a year last year on that Ravens defense. I mean, that's a total different story than Carolina. But you asked me to throw some names out, you know, just brainwash a little.
TJ, maybe you don't need him long term, Mike. So can you just hold your nose, endure the stench?
I think you'd be stuck with Clowney for 2 because I think if you got rid of him at the end of this year, it's like a $20 million cap hit. I was looking at his contract the other day.
It's a $10 million hit.
Yeah, he signed a 2-year deal. There is guaranteed money on the back end. But I get what all of you are saying. We need to focus on, think about TJ's place in history. If he is able to call up CJ LeBoy at Wasserman, which is Max's agent. And he go, listen, officially, unofficially, I want to put this thing together. You call Max, you have Max demand a trade, but only to Detroit. Then
CJ,
you,
Booby.
Booby, baby. Then you call Brad, because I know that number's in there, and you go, Brad, listen, I'm doing you a solid. This one's free. I'm invoicing you the next time. Mm-hmm. Call the Raiders. They'll say yes. Can you imagine there'd be a statue of you next to Barry?
Yeah. You're also living in a fantasy world thinking I have anywhere near that type of power.
But that's the world I want to live in. I also want to live in a world.
I wish I had that type of pull, too.
How do you know if you
don't
try?
I wouldn't be doing radio if I had that type of pull.
How do you know if you don't try? Come on.
I wouldn't be sitting here with you if I had that kind of power, all right?
Also fair. 248-539. 97-97. All right, we're going to get the ticket text here. We worked. TJ was attempting to reach out to Max Crosby, and then he took his phone out of my hand. So we will get back to that momentarily. But
I'm so glad you did that, TJ.
I was sending him 911. We need to talk. I just thought that would get his attention at practice. David on the ticket text first, and we'll get to the picks.
TJ, this is on you. Get Max to Detroit now. Let's go from Jason.
It's your moment.
No, this
big
is
dog.
On you. This is on you.
What do you
it's not on me. It's on you.
Okay, first of all, if I get Max Crosby here, I'm pumped up. I get a statue. I want to bring a parade to this town. That's my final act before I walk out of here live on air. I want to win the Super Bowl for these people. And then I will leave. And it won't matter anymore, and you'll just go, you know what? The guy was a bleep hole, but he helped us get Max Crosby. Come on, man. You can do this. You're friends with him. You went to the same silly school. You talk all the time.
Well, someone's asking for your help as well, Mike. Joe in the car says,
finally,
Mike, please use your voice to get every tattoo shop in the area
done.
To give him a free cover-up and get him here as a Detroit Lion.
Done. I can have that done by 4:30. I got you covered. Just everybody cool out. Player-to-player communication is what it's going to take. And it's TJ, Max, come home. Like Dr. Evil. Just come home.
Tucka, yeah. Tucka, 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 tucka. Another one for you, TJ. Another one for you, TJ. Please, grab Barry, grab Calvin. Fly to Vegas tonight.
Yes.
Who cares about Minnesota?
You
fly to Vegas,
Vegas.
Get them here.
You love Vegas. I know your kids haven't taken that from you. You love Vegas.
For a day.
Let's get on the plane. Me and you. We're going to go recruit Crosby.
Okay.
Call him. Tell him we're going to dinner.
Okay.
See, he thinks I'm joking.
Done.
I want to do this for the city. Why do I care more than you care?
I just
care?
Said okay.
I didn't feel like it was sincere.
I'm telling you, that's a you problem.
My point is, you love this town. You are. You're a Detroiter through and through. Why does the New Yorker care more than you do? Come on, man.
I don't think you do.
For
I
this
think you're
town.
Unrealistic.
Because we can get Max Crosby.
Because you think somehow I
he
am the sole reason he would
he
come
respects
here.
You. And you're a bowl rep now.
That's true.
Good point.
That is true.
That's a good point.
With a brand new name.
Yeah, we got to talk about that. How did that come about?
The Game Above Sports Bowl?
Yeah, how the hell did you become a bowl rep?
So do you walk question. Around with the jacket and you hand out pins at games?
Yeah, might have to. Trophy presentation, potentially.
Wait, you're on the field?
Oh. One of our teams might be there.
That's true. Yours.
Michigan State, Michigan, Eastern. We might get a chance to get a local team in there. How did it come about? Good question. Well, it's the same group that when we had the Big Three announcement, the basketball, and that just kind of fell into place. I think the Lions were looking for a new partner, and they reached out to us and said, hey man, you guys are making some
so they
waves
reached
here
out
in the
to
city
you,
and
you broke the deal
I was part of those conversations
so be a part of these conversations
the log on the fire so do it again
I was part of the group
so you have brought joy to Detroit.
That's right. See,
so you could
do it in December. We will December 26th.
This is TJ's problem, and this is a compliment. He won't take it this way. No, it's true. You don't recognize the level of respect people have for you. Now, that's as nice as I'm going to be. You could play a real role here. I'm just saying. That's all. Just saying. Only one person's got connectivity to both sides of this issue. You know Max. Max trusts you and likes you. You work for the team.
Tucka.
So basically,
lasers.
There could be an unofficial visit at a coffee shop where TJ just happens to invite both parties there.
That's it.
Hey, have you guys?
It's like the JJ McCarthy recruiting visit. Hey, what are you doing here?
Want a burger?
They all just happen to be in Cabo, Stafford, and
yeah.
Okay, that's enough. Finish the ticket text. We'll do the picks.
Please stop.
We're good. We're good. You're fine. We're
this
good.
This is the year. Lions need to do whatever it takes to get Max. Has nothing to do with you, TJ. That is Kim from Sterling Heights.
Thank God.
Brad Holmes said the goal was to win the Super Bowl this year, so he has to make the trade.
Imagine Max in a villain's sweatshirt. I mean, he's designed in a lab to play for this team.
Mortgage the future. Sell your soul. Doesn't matter. They could go 0 in a million after this, but that's I want the Super Bowl first. That's right. Josh.
Yeah, but TJ, you know what I'm about to say. No sarcasm. People in this town are trying to win 3 Super Bowls before they win their first. Be very careful with that attitude.
I think people just want to be relevant for longer than a handful of years.
Well, what the hell does that do for anybody? His team's irrelevant.
I think that's just what a lot of fans do.
He got the show for it.
Nothing.
Well, it's better. I mean, I'm not going to say it's better than the opposite, better than winning one and being terrible for 20 years, but there's a part of excitement as a fan to have your team has a chance.
He's wearing two, by the way. You won't help the town, but you'll rep it right there, born in Detroit. Get out of here.
I would say take the ball bouncing off of Vildor's face mask, multiply that by 1,000. That's what happens when you lose in overtime.
Oh, Jaquiski Tart, huh?
Yeah.
Hit him right in the number 3. How do you drop that ball? You hate to see it. David, go ahead.
Them picks. When you lose Barnes,
he's in a mood today.
You don't flip out. When you lose a generational talent, you will be affected. Crosby, Garrett, Reddick, somebody. Don't get an average guy, though. Let's win while we can.
Factually, TJ's only friends with one of those players. Yep. That's right.
I'm just soaking it all in.
Would the word to use your relationship with Max, would the appropriate word be mentor?
No.
You sure?
No. Yeah. Our paths never crossed. We've talked before.
I've
helped him.
Like a mentor would.
At times. I would absolutely doubt he would describe me that way, but we are cordial.
I think privately he would. Publicly he wouldn't.
I'm a big fan of Max. He knows that.
Okay. Why don't you tell him?
I want what's best for Max.
Which is coming home. Here. Here.
Only Max can decide that.
No. You can help him with his decision. Kenny, go ahead.
He's going to be happy.
Go ahead. Don't shy from the microphone.
Dumb joke I was telling David. TJ Max? TJ Max?
Okay.
You know what? Right. That was dumb. Okay.
You're done.
You asked for this, Mike. You asked for this.
That was terrible on my part.
I take that back.
I'd like to apologize to TJ for having to sit through that. 248-539-9797.
Kenny's done for the day.
And away we go. All right. We're going to do the picks next. TJ, 911, we need to talk, Max. Send it.
Okay.
Absolutely stellar week for the group, led by our fearless leader, Mr. Thomas John Lang.
Yeah.
He took the lead
and
back.
2. He has stormed back to the lead.
12 games above 500.
That's the best you've ever done.
Oh, yeah, by far.
Well, listen.
It only goes one place from here. We all know that.
Uplifting. All right, we start out number 6, Miami, laying 4.5. They travel to Louisville to take on the Cards, Mr. R.L. Beard.
You know what, Mike? It feels like Miami is in for a big letdown. It's going to be on the road. This is an actual ACC game. I think Louisville wins. Give me the Cards.
Over to Kenny.
I am with you, Rico. If it was under a field goal, maybe I'd feel like Miami, but I'm going to take the Cards also.
Thank you. We go over to David.
No, I'm going to be confident here. I'm going to stick with Miami. I understand what you guys are saying, but Miami all the way.
TJ.
Yeah, I feel like the spread should be bigger. I know teams have been keeping it close against Miami the last couple of weeks and probably should have deserved to lose to Cal. But I think Cam Ward is too much for this Louisville defense to handle. I'm taking the Hurricane.
Oh, my. Give me Louisville. Line looks weird. It's going to be sold out. Rocking. Give me the Cards. Bama, number 7. This line has moved to 3.5. Bama laying 3.5. They travel to Rocky Top, take on Tennessee. Mr. Rico Beard.
Yeah, neither team looked like outstanding. Alabama has been struggling, but I think this is the game where Jalen Milroe puts himself into the Heisman talk. Roll Tide.
Kenneth.
I'll take that annoying song. Give me Tennessee.
David.
You're letting your hate come across, Kenny. It's going to be Bama on this one.
TJ.
I'm taking Bama too. I like Nico, but I don't like his offensive line. He got hit way too many times last week in that game. I think Alabama's due for a big time performance.
Everything could've with Tennessee, tied. A, they haven't played anybody, and B, their offense is all timing. It doesn't look right. Nico's not processing. Give me the best two players on the field. Give me Milroe and Ryan Williams.
And thanks to you, I like that little Alabama song that they sing, the crowd sings.
Oh, the Dixieland Delight or whatever. Please. Please. Let's go Georgia, Texas, out in Austin. Texas laying 4.5. First time Georgia's been a dog since 2020. Rico.
And I think there's a reason for that, Mike. Texas looks like they are that team. They look like the number one team.
Wow.
Kenny, stop that. Georgia is struggling. Give me Texas.
Kenny.
Orbital's ramming speed?
Question mark?
Question mark?
You're nervous about this. Don't lie.
Absolutely, I am. I have every reason to be. Give me the Dogs.
David.
All right. I was going to go against Georgia, but you are actually a smart fan there, so I'll go with Georgia.
T.J. Lang, two schools that did not want you out of high school.
Amongst 115 others. I do think Texas is the number one team in the country. They are the best, but something to be said with Georgia and the talent that they got. I know Texas defense is playing well. I just can't keep taking all the favorites here. I don't know if Georgia wins the game, but these two teams are closer than 4.5 points. I'm taking Georgia to cover.
It's crazy because you're right. It's like Texas looks like Alabama, and that's always been Georgia's kryptonite.
And their defense is legit.
Yeah, this is like the last shot I'm giving Georgia here. Like, come on.
I saw the Mississippi State game. They lost me there.
Okay, then.
Hook 'em.
Give me the Dogs one time, Kenny. Iowa, Michigan State.
Am I the only
State.
One taking Texas?
Yes.
Wow.
You'll probably be right, too. Iowa laying 5.5, Devil's number, at the Erector Set in East Lansing.
Devil's number, Mike, and let's just hope that Michigan State can go out there, score early, make Cade McNamara beat you. Give me Michigan State. Kenny, I'm going to go like Kenny. Orbital ramming speed?
Ramming speed? Question mark?
Hopefully that'll be Aiden Childs at the end of the night.
I've never heard that one.
Kenny.
Kenny.
Oh, boy.
Give me Sparty.
Oh, my goodness.
David.
I have to go Iowa here.
I hate you. TJ.
Man, Caleb Johnson, the running back for Iowa, is having himself a hell of a year.
Don't do it.
Ashton Jaunte, probably keeping him out of the conversation of being one of the better players.
No. Come on.
I'm going to feel like a fool. I think this is finally the week coming off a bye that Michigan State takes care of the turnovers.
Wait, hold on.
Aiden Childs throwing way too many picks. I might be a fool. Yes, thank you. I'm going to take Michigan State.
Yes.
I think Michigan State's going to win.
Me too.
I would like to change my pick.
No. No.
I'm on a heater, man.
Off a bye, at home, at night, get healthy. Iowa's overrated, and maybe Aiden uses a couple of brain cells. Exciting. Give me Michigan State. One time, you idiots. Michigan laying 3.5 on the road at Illinois. If it matters to you, Illinois in throwback uniforms with leather helmets.
Hideous, by the way.
They're
Galloping
unbelievable.
Ghost jerseys, hideous. Red Grange.
That's right.
Yeah.
Also, Brett Bielema in a throwback bedspread, a.k.a. the quarter zip.
With the moo-moo.
I'm going to go with David. Did we not have this conversation? Did we not have this conversation?
Dude, he is after you today.
I don't know why. David, I'm going to ask a question. Was something wrong with the system last night? Jeez.
Holy hell. And normally I'm the ball breaker.
Okay.
I'm just sitting over here in my church pew.
Oh, I'm going to go.
Mr. Innocent over there.
Let's get back on, folks. I'm going to go with Illinois. I think Michigan wins. Illinois will find a way to screw this up by missing a game-winning field goal. So give me Illinois in the points.
Okay. Kenneth Gott.
Oh, I don't know how to make a pick after that. Give me Illinois.
You just do. David.
Jack Tuttle's the starting quarterback, so it's going to be a different second half to this season. I'm going Illinois.
TJ.
Well, might be dumb twice, but I do think Jack Tuttle gives this team the best chance to win. And look, I think they just have more talent than Illinois. I know they haven't been playing great as a team. I don't think it's going to be a big win by any chance, but I do think Michigan's going to cover that 3.5 on the road.
All right. I want to be nuanced and unbiased and fair when I make this selection. F Michigan. Give me Illinois. Let's go to Sunday in the National Football League.
I'd like to apologize.
Get absolutely no one. Texans traveling to Lambeau. Packers laying the 2.5. We go to Rico Beard.
Mike, Green Bay and Love looks like they are back on track. Give me the Packers.
Kenneth.
Spread under a field goal. Give me the home team. I'll take Green Bay.
Yeah. Sorry, David. Was taking a sip of water.
Really want the Texans here, but no Nico, so I got to go Packers.
TJ.
Yeah, 2.5 points either way. I would take whoever's at home. It just so happens to be Green Bay, and that defense is still doing an unprecedented job of taking the ball away.
And they're getting healthier.
They
are. Every week, Love is acclimating back into the lineup.
Yep.
Texans know Nico.
I'm taking the Packers.
Packers for me as well. Oh, look at this matchup. Eagles, what are they doing only laying 3 to the Giants at MetLife? Rico Beard, get the Imodium AD for this matchup.
Sirianni has figured things out. He's talked with the crowd. Eagles.
He's talked with the crowd.
Eagles win. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Over to Kenny Cott.
I don't know why it's only 3. I'll happily step on the rake, though. Give me Philly.
David Hall. Remember, everyone's betting on the Eagles. Why is the number going down, people?
Yeah. The Eagles just don't look right. They struggled to beat the Browns, so I got to go with the G-man.
TJ Lang.
I'm taking the Giants.
Why is it 3?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Didn't you think when this came out, Andrew Thomas dead,
yeah,
it'd be 5.5, 6.5? 3?
And the Eagles look old to me. Jalen Hurts looks like he's disinterested at times in what they're trying to do on offense.
But you know
and
what?
Nick Sirianni looks to me like a total nutcase right now. Bringing his kids to podiums and celebrating after beating the worst team by 1 point. Something's wrong with the Eagles.
Batia, you know who was favored by 3 on the road last week? Lions. How'd that work out?
Oh, okay. Okay.
I think the Eagles. Sorry, Big G.
The Lions got their stuff together a lot more than the Eagles.
And Nick Sirianni has talked to the crowd. Yeah,
okay, all right. They worked it out, hashed it out.
Give me the Giants. I can't believe I just said that. Ravens laying 3.5. They travel to Bakerville. What do you got?
Nobody walks into Tampa.
No.
Not even Lamar.
Load the cannons.
And goes away with the victory. Give me the Bucks.
Over to Kenny.
I really wish this was under 3 points instead of over, but I'll take the Ravens anyway.
You know, Kenny, you should dress up like a Buccaneer for Halloween. You look like that kind of guy. The beard, get a little earring in your ear, you'd be all set. You got any Halloween parties to go to? No? Okay.
What was it, Bruce the Buccaneer?
Yeah, like, wouldn't he look like it?
Yeah, put a knife between his teeth.
What's the problem? He takes everything as an insult. All right, let's go over to
little Jack Sparrow.
All right. David.
I think there's going to be a human factor here for the Bucs. They were emotional last week dealing with the hurricane, staying in New Orleans longer. But now they're back home dealing with things. I think they're going to lose. So, Ravens.
Over to TJ.
Yeah, I'm with the Ravens, too. I think their defense is good enough to take away a lot of those explosive plays that really propel that Tampa Bay offense. And their run game is just going to be too much for that Tampa Bay defense. Give me the Ravens on the road.
Bucks. I'm not taking Lamar as a road favorite north of a field goal. It's just not happening.
And okay,
dude, Baker. I don't know. I love Baker Mayfield. I do. And I just feel like they play so hard for him. And give me the 3.5 points.
He went from really easy to root against to really hard to root against.
He's on a hero arc now.
Really easy to root for.
Chiefs, Niners.
Oh, boy.
Out in Santa Clara. Niners laying 1.5.
I think I need to do as Mike called the emotional hedge here.
No.
But Mike has convinced me.
Come on, do it.
I'm going to take the Niners.
Yes. Did I mention Andy Reid is 21-4 out of a bye? Over to Kenny.
Yeah, give me the Chiefs.
Make me feel good.
Over to David.
I just can't take the 49ers on principle, Chiefs.
What is his issue with you today?
You know what? I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
Yeah, I would love Levi Stadium to burn, so give me the Chiefs.
Niners. Chiefs, I don't care that they're undefeated. They don't look right. Give me the Niners.
They're getting kind of lucky, aren't they?
Hey, it's not October. It's Brocktober.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Purdy, peace conference. Put some money in the account, and I'll forgive him for being a rat. Give me the Niners.
Brocktober.
Lions at Minnesota. Vikes laying 1.5. R.L. Beard.
First game without Aiden Hutchinson. I think it's going to be a struggle for this Lions team on the road. Give me...
No.
I'm sorry. It was right next to each other. It was right next to each other. I'm so sorry. It was right next to each other.
Hey, go get your man. Balboa.
Lock the door.
Go get
Lock
your man.
The door. Yeah, Dave, you in some trouble now. You better make
Jesus.
I'll take the Lions.
Oh my God, David has a real problem today.
Minnesota.
TJ.
The Vikings defense is good, don't get me wrong, but they haven't faced an offensive line like what we got here in Detroit. I think they're going to do enough. Ben Johnson's always found a way to negate the pressure that Brian Flores loves to bring. Back-to-back 30 points last year. I don't think that changes this year. I think the Lions are going to keep on rolling.
Unbelievable. Vikings. This is a Matterhorn spot.
Debbie Downer.
You're so negative.
Will you just call Max and get him to town?
Not after that.
All right. Rico, you need a peace conference with David.
I've had it.
We're all going to power down. Those are the picks. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.